Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Banging and Sawing from Bob Carlin. He is joined by Brad Leftwich for the Round Peak classic Step Back Cindy. Banging and Sawing is on Rounder Records. It's Fiddle Festival time in my part of Pennsylvania. Our annual get-together is in mid-September in the little town of Lyons Station in Berks County. The event draws 4,000 to 5,000 people who come for the day to eat food from local churches, check out the craft area, visit with friends, and oh yeah, listen to some great bands and fiddlers on the main stage all throughout the day. I spend my time in the back of the park jamming with friends under a huge maple tree. This week we'll hear some great fiddlers, young and old, with some traditional playing, as well as tunes with Stretch the Envelope just a bit. We'll open with legendary Indiana fiddler John W. Summers and his signature tune, Fine Times at Our House. Rosin up your bow, it's Fiddle Festival time on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Fiddle Festival time on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard the Filabaga String Band. They're from Oslo, Norway. They're made up of four Americans and one German. Figure it out. And we heard Cranberry Rock, a West Virginia tune. That's from their recording Tugboat to Hamburg. And before that, one of our very favorite fiddlers around the house is Mike Bryant. He's from Tennessee. And we heard Zolly's Retreat, a song all about General Felix Zollicoffer, Confederate general who was killed at the Battle of Mills Springs. Zolly's Retreat is on Sandrock Recordings. The recording is called Sandstone and Pine Rosin. And before that, we heard from Chirp Smith from the Midwest and Limburger Cheese, a really funny tune. You can actually hear the title as you listen to that tune. The recording is called Midwestern Harvest, and it's on Merrimack Records from Chirps. And we led off that set with Fine Times at Our House from John W. Summers, recorded back in 1963. And that's from the collection Classic Old Time Music on Smithsonian Folkways Records. We're going to lead off this next set with Daryl Anger. I'm just back from the Augusta Heritage Workshops, where we spent the week with Vocal Week and Bluegrass Week. There was a big concert at the end of the week, and Daryl led the faculty through this tune. And lo and behold, it shows up on his new recording just out called Music of Our People, Daryl Anger along with Emmy Phelps. This is These Boots Are Made for Walking, Daryl Anger on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Got something for me. play. You keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! Well, I just found me a brand new box of matches. Oh, you know you won't have time to learn. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they do. Oh, one of these days these boots are gonna walk off.
don't believe in heaven, but you make me wish that I believed. 'Cause if your time so soon is over, who knows how much is left for me. The science of fate my mama taught me. What's meant to be will be. But there's no sense and there's no reason in your end that I can see. Grant me grace to learn how to pray, not to God but to the rest of my day.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1837. And remember, you can also get us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Bob Carlin's recording Banging and Sawing, and we heard Cherokee Shuffle along with Brad Leftwich on the fiddle. That's on Rounder Records. We are having a fiddle festival this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Before that, we heard from Oliver the Crow, the duo of Caitlin Raitz and Ben Plotnick. Ben plays the fiddle, Caitlin plays the cello, and we heard one of her tunes called Grace from Oliver the Crow. That's on their own record label. And before that, from a band called Fretless. They're from Canada. Their new album is Live from the Ant Farm, recorded live in front of a small audience in upstate New York. We heard Star Monster from Live from the Ant Farm from Fretless. And we let off that set with Daryl Anger's wonderful new recording called Music of Our People. It's basically the music of the 60s. And we heard his take on These Boots Are Made for Walkin'. That was Tony Trischka on the banjo in the background. That's on Fiddlistics Records from Daryl Anger and Emmy Phelps. We're going to open this next set with the ensemble Child's Play, who all play instruments made by the great fiddle maker Bob Childs. The new recording is called The Bloom of Youth, and it features Karen Casey on vocals. Here's Joni Mitchell's classic, The Fiddle and the Drum, featuring Child's Play and Karen Casey on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Peace and the star, my friend. Thank you.
Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas from their recording Ports of Call on Colburnie Records. We heard a set of tunes called Keeping Up with Christine. Keeping Up with Christine relates to Alistair's sister, who's a teacher and a very busy person. Ports of Call from Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas. And before that, from the brand new recording from Child's Play called The Bloom of Youth, featuring the vocals of Karen Casey and a whole host of players who perform on Bob Child's fiddles. We heard The Fiddle and the Drum, the Joni Mitchell tune, featuring Karen Casey on the vocals. That's on their own record label. We're going to lead off this last set with a brand new recording from Kevin Burke. It's called An Evening with Kevin Burke, Tunes and Stories. We're going to hear a reminiscence of Johnny Cunningham and then a set of reels called the Dion Reel Medley. This is Kevin Burke on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Now I'm going to play another set of tunes, but before I do, I want to say very, very warm thank you to you all for coming out here tonight. I don't want to leave, really. So I'm going to play a couple of tunes now that I used to play a lot with another fella that many of you knew well, a great Scottish fiddler called Johnny Cunningham. Oh, yeah. Johnny and I used to play together a lot, and he used to love to play these two tunes. They're not Scottish tunes and they're not Irish tunes. They're French-Canadian tunes, two tunes from Quebec. But Johnny used to play them, so I think it'd be nice to just spend a few minutes thinking about Johnny. Johnny was half Irish, you know. He used to say himself he was half Scottish and half Irish, and that's why half of him always wanted a drink and the other half never wanted to pay for it. And he was one of the founding members of the Celtic Fiddle Festival, and he used to say that the group demonstrates how three cultures can be destroyed by one common instrument. So on that note, I'm going to play a few tunes in honour of Johnny, and thanks again, everybody, for being such a great audience. Thank you. Thank you.
was the great Canadian fiddler April Virch. She's a wonderful singer and step dancer. You heard her hoofing in the background there. That's the title track of her 2015 recording, The New Part, which is named for a part of her home which her family still refers to as The New Part since it was added sometime after they bought the home. We did exactly the same thing at our house. We added a new part onto the side. New Part is on Slabtown Records from April Virch. And we let off that set with a reminiscence of Johnny Cunningham and a set of reels, some French-Canadian reels, heard the Dion reel medley. From An Evening with Kevin Burke, Tunes and Stories, his new one on Loftus Music, just out. I hope you've enjoyed our fiddle feature this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Next week, we welcome fall. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1837.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters.